ساعه زي يلعب مش داس بقول لك معكم في نقلاب
كل غير so you say that it was Ahazel.
Except for the fact that he said
the Tochla comical Halapore, so that way to mean
that if there is this direct, so then a portion.
Can you know if you want to be my thing or your wisdom to be so much? Go around.
Kiyam Mufal Hilbasafas. Claim the Kiyam Mehudel Afkum. Because Akome requires a lotion of Akome. And if one says just kiem, he doesn't say lechi, it's not a loshen akome. So the kiem, lechud el afkume, v'lechi hu shukei lo, shtein kachas. V'i genuscha di garas a kiem lechi, hu mufa lechi, v'basachas ma. Ul hanach nut nasre, baye dilei mehoche behedye v'basachas. The middle bedaite shorei shiochil v'basachas. In other words, so according to the first girl say, so he doesn't have to say, because as long as he says ki emumu felichi, so that in itself, since he used one lechi that combines both, so it is just as if he said that he should be chal bebasachas. According to the second girl, say he has to spell out, in other words, that he should be chal bebasachas. Rabbeinai, v'bohochem misab kevad, ayefshon shneim bochol kachas. מיוני די אחד מנאי קודם ידוח לחי אל כלל, הוכד בסחס לגבי כל אחד מנאי, אמרין עמדי קודם לחי אל, ויקלמי מנאמה, נמאחה ולוי קודם. וכי ואין שיאפשר, לשני בוחל כחס, מספקין, דלמה קום החי אל ויסור מוצא מיפה, ופשטים לו מדרבה, דלפי קודש מקדש, גם אם קדש די אחו יש כחס, So Rabbi himself mentions that aloche in regard to Mikadish de Achoyes, if he says, Shteichem Mikudoshesli, so neither sister is Mikudoshes, because since he couldn't be Mikadish either sister, because it will be an elbow, so the Mele cannot be Mikadish, the two sisters, Bibasach. So, Chivu must look at you in the Mizrach Azef, 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 the Mizrach So what is according to the Ran? So the Gemara is patient on the basis of the general principle called Shem Mizrach Azef, that if he says, Kiyam Mufalachim Mizrach Azef, so nothing is wrong. Neither Akome nor Afore. Then he says, what the Rambam says is not sound. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, because of the Aloch of Kol Shini Bezachase, Afu Basachaseine, so Afore is not Chal, but Akome is Chal. And this is what the Ran is Masik on the Rambam. For the same reason that Afore is not Chal. Why? Because Afore could not be Chal after Akome. So Akome should not be Chal. Either because Akome could not be chal after Afore. So Reb Chaim gives a very simple text. He says that according to the Rambam, the halacha of kol she'ini b'zeach hazeh, afu b'sach hazeh, is only shayach when something al pidin precludes the chalais of the other. So then we say, since the chalais of one precludes the chalais of the other b'zeach hazeh, so for the same reason that one is meneya the chalais of the other b'zeach hazeh, it is meneya b'vasachasos. So memele, now let's say hamikadish de'achlois. Hamikadish de'achlois. Suppose he would mikadish Rochel first and then the sister Leah. So he couldn't be mikadish Leah after Rochel, because then Leah would be Achis Ishti. He couldn't be Mikabel Kadish Rochel after Leah, because then Rochel would be Achis Ishti. So Mele, if he says, Shteichem Mekudoshes Li, so it's not Chal, neither one is Mekudoshes. Neither one is Mekudoshes. Yeah, this is by Mekadish Le'achoyz. Mashin can hear, so over there, so Al-Pedin, the Kedushin of Rochel is Al-Pedin Menea, the Tvisas Dushin Leah. The Kedushin of Leah is Al-Pedin Menea, the Tvisas Dushin Rochel. So, if he'll be making first, and then he'll try to be making, so will that for a bechal? No. But why will not a bechal? Because al pedin, the halacha is that once you confirm the neder, you cannot annul it anymore. So al pedin, the hakome precludes his meneya. Therefore, because there is a halacha that once you are making, you cannot be made. But suppose you are made first, and then you want to be mikayim. So of course he'll be told he cannot be mikayim. So why can't he be mikayim? Because there is a special being that once you are made, you cannot be mikayim. No, but once you made fair, it doesn't make sense. What are you mikayim? What? Nothing. You are mikayim nothing. If you are mikayim, the neder doesn't exist. So what are you mikayim? You confirming what? There is nothing to be mikayim. But suppose, in a hypothetical case, where it would be possible, it would be conceivable to be mikayim after you are mikayim. Suppose you could visualize such a situation. So then there is no halacha that hakome couldn't be chal. There is no halacha. Hafore after hakome, so logically it couldn't be conceived to be chal. But there is a din that the hakome is mineya, precludes dafor. But hakome after hafore, so there is no din that hafore is mineya hakome. But normally, so it's not chayach. I mean, what are you making? He was made for already. There is no neder. What are you making? What? Nothing. But suppose somehow we could imagine a situation where it would be possible to be mikayim after that for was chal. It would be possible. So then there is no reason as to why it shouldn't be chal. So where is that situation? Bibasachas, you see. So mimele, it's not shayach to say kol sheini b'zachazel b'zachazel. So that's why the Rambam says that if he says kiyem umufalichim b'zachaz, so afor is not chal. Because b'basachas, b'bozeachaze, afor it couldn't be chal after akome. Because of a certain din, that akome is mineya precludes afor. Even though b'mtzias logically could conceive that one should be meifeya after his making. But the din says, no, once you are making an edel, you cannot anymore be meifeya. So memele, the same din that tells you you cannot be meifeya b'zeh achazeh, once you made akome, also tells you that you cannot be meifeya b'sachaz with akome. Masha'inkei, hakome after afore, there is no din that says that he cannot, din he cannot be making after you are meifeya. But b'mtzias is not chayach. I mean, he cannot even visualize it. Even if he wants to affect this, he cannot visualize. Because if he was made for first, there is no neder. So what does he say? He wants to be mikayim the neder. He wants to be mikayim the neder doesn't exist. But suppose we could visualize a situation of being mikayim a neder after he made a foray, then al kedin there is no mania. So mimele, the Rambam says that because of the aloche of kol sheinu b'zeach hazeh afu b'sach hazeh deir, so mimele afor is not chal. Since afor al pedin is nimna through the hakome, but hakome can be chal because hakome is not nimnas through afor. It's only in b'zeach hazeh. So if he already was made, there is no neder, so it's not, we can't visualize. So there is nothing that he could be mikayim. But not that Al-Pedin is incapable of being mikayim. Of being mikayim. If b'mtzias we could visualize such a chetimtze, so then there could be akome after afore. Where is that chetimtze? B'basachas. So b'mtzias we can't visualize. Because the neder is gone already. But b'basachas the neder is not gone. So mimele, and there is no aloche that afore precludes hakome. So mimele, hakome is chal. What's the ranshite? So the ranshite Rav Chaim says is that it's not aloche that if one is mineya the other, so b'bezeh hazeh, so then they cannot be chal b'basachas. But it's aloche that if two things are in conflict with each other, So then they both cancel out each other. That's the sheet of the Rambam. But the sheet of the Rambam is not that if two things are in conflict with each other, they both cancel each other. But that something that cannot be halal pidin, b'zeh hazeh, cannot be halal b'basachas. So hafore cannot be halal pidin b'zeh hazeh after hakome. It can be halal b'basachas. Hakome, there is no halochet that hakome cannot be halal b'zeh hazeh after hafore. It could be halal pidin. Even tzias could visualize such a situation. So where is that? Where do we visualize such a situation? B'basachas. Now, let's see the Rosh. Yeshal behef. Hello. Mi amri na kim yeshal behef, kim adi nam behef. Vi mei falo vini yeshal chokh ma foros, yechot rani lakad musa yod yom, ane yeshal lehekem, hain shim kim neda kim neda. Aba foren lehshal, kim lehi shnei pomi, yishal rishin oma hao mi amri na. Hashin kim andu esed ome, ki kron iskaim ane lalo rishin, yidu ma hashin yishal rishin, chol hashin yitzor yishal gam olof. Tosh madu ama rovin, yishal rishin o shnei chol olof. Rovo amur milza oli tamfer, gimu nishmues. שבוע של איכל, שבוע של איכל לא אוכל, חי ולאחס. בשביל שבוע לא אוכל השבוע. ורובין, משל הראשינו, חי ולשניו. בשביל שניו, מיס לתור לקיים. לא אוכל משכח השרף חי לה. אם משכח השרף חי לה. ועדין, קים לחי, קים לחי. שני חול, לחמיש על ריש. קים לחי ומופל לחי, ותוך לקום כל חל אפור, אמר. ועד האם אומר, קים לחי ומופל לחי, והוא אומר, ותוך לקום כל חל אפור, פשוט יכול לקום משום הבתחילו. So the Rosh says, suppose he said, Kiem lichi umufel lichi, and he didn't say l'toch lakom kochol afore. Then, since it's two separate maises, one maise, one dibor, is a complete dibor ligabe akom, and one dibor is a complete dibor ligabe afore. And he verbalizes the dibor of the akom first completely. So memele, the moment he finished verbalizing. The ma'is akome, so the akome is hal. He doesn't have to wait until he finishes saying whatever he wants to say, because he already finished the ma'is akome. So, and that dibur by itself has no stira with anything, and that's a complete dibur by itself. So maybe that is hal. Even according to Rabbi Yisi, but for Rabbi Yisi, the mafik ba'advor v'ode niflas v'cholut avaye. Hanem milgabi ushlomim yochlochl shneyen, zahazelo vibdom filu ushlomim, avloche di yevshlochl zahazel, made Rabbi Yisi abun tavut shlish. So that's a chidish in the Rosh. The Rosh says, if he'll say, kiyem lichi umufa lichi, if he'll say, kiyem lichi umufa lichi, and he didn't say, litoch lakom kutoch lafore. So then, it has the meaning that kiyem lichi umufa lichi is bezahazel. So maybe there is no reason as to why the Akome shouldn't be chal. But if he says, L'toch la'akome l'kichol la'afore, so the fact that he says, L'toch la'akome l'kichol la'afore, that is the equivalent as if he said that both should be chal b'sachas. Because he said that the Akome is conditioned upon the afore. So maybe he doesn't mean that kiyem l'chi u'mufa l'chi b'zeh ha'zeh, first Akome, then afore. But that the kiyem l'chi u'mufa l'chi should take place simultaneously. So, Mimele, that's the Abai. Tosh, man, tuf Rabbi Rabbi Yisit Pirish, man, tuf Rabbi Yisit, bashkin bayin kol haome. Tmur azeilu, tmur ha-shlomim. Tosh, man, tuf Rabbi Rabbi Yisit, no, the Rosh, Tosh, sorry. Tosh, man, tuf Rabbi Rabbi Yisit, machlig ish Rabbi Rabbi Yisit, tif shet bayin kinu farish. Dit nariz, tmur azeilu, mishni pirik iz marimim. הרין את מרסי אלוהי, טוב, זו שריש, ליקום את מרסי אלוהי שלום. לכך נצחם מתחילה הפוקי, נמח. דוב כיום מתיר, שיסטוי ויום, מחצי אלו, מחצי שלומי. רב מי ענה ממידי דאפור יכול, נאו, היה. פירש הרב רב לזה. זו לא שנה גמור איז, מידי דאפור יכול. פירש הרב רב לזה, והקום אליו כלומי. So in other words, so the first lotion in the Rosh is ממש like the Ram. So in the first Abai of Rabbi, Dafor is hal. Dafor is hal. Then he mentions the second Roshan. V'yesh nifoshim, kivn dicholu shneyem, lo yadino nimuka mimufa. So the second lashon is that the Gemara is patient in the first abaye of kiyum lechi umufalechi. So the Gemara is patient that one is chal and you don't know which. So what does it mean? It's a din suffix. So how will he explain the Gemara? But the Roshna Gemara is, the Gemara says, Vafiru Reb Meir Likoma Elo Dliom Alitech Uzun Kichol Azu Avol Hoche Dom Alitech Lakomum Kichol Afore Reb Meir Name Meide Dafore Chole Dafore Chole. But it's not a Dafore Chole. One is Chal, we don't know whether it's a Chol Afore or a Koma. We don't know whether it's a fore or a koma. So obviously, the second washing the rosh will explain the Gemara that the Gemara means made it a fore chal and not that a fore is chal and that koma is not chal. In other words, you see, there is the machlekes. How did the Ran? The Ran said that the machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yisi is when one author verbalizes two expressions. So does it mean, and he doesn't spell it out explicitly, whether it means that both should be chal b'zeh hazeh in the order, the way he verbalized it, or it should be chal b'zeh hazeh. So according to Rabbi Meir, it means in Mishpat Alosh, it means that it should be chal b'zeh hazeh, and according to Rabbi Yisi, it means that it should be chal b'zeh hazeh. So the Gemara says as follows: In the case, according to the second Moshe Rosh, where he said Kiyam lechiyu mufalechi, v'litech la'akomen kiyachol afore, he didn't say bivasachas. He didn't spell out bivasachas. Now, in the case where he says Kiyam umufalechi bivasachas, or he said Kiyam umufalechi mufalechi, so since the lechi combines the Kiyam and the mufal, so it's considered as if he said kiyem umufa b'basachas, kiyem lechi umufa lechi b'basachas. So mimele, then it certainly means that he should be chal b'basachas because he spells it out b'basachas. Either because he says b'basachas or because he says kiyem umufa lechi. So the lechi combines the kiyem and the mufa. Mashein came in this case where he said kiyem lechi umufa lechi. So the kiyem, there is no single lechi that combines both the kiyem and the mufer. So the kiyem has its own lechi, and the mufer has its own lechi. So mimele, I would say that it means that it should be chal b'zeh hazeh, according to Rabbi Meir. Just as Rabbi Meir says Purasilot Purashlomim, that in Mishpat Aloshni it means first it should be Chal Purasilo and then Purashlomim. So I could argue that if he says Kiyem Lechi Umufa Lechi, he means that first it should be Chal Akomeh and then it should be Chal Aforeh. It should be Bezeh Hazeh. So the Gemara says, needless to mention, according to Rabbi Yisi, who says that whenever one yotas two expressions, so, and he doesn't spell it out explicitly, whether the two should be chal b'zeh hazeh or basachas. So they are both chal basachas. So here certainly it means that it should be chal basachas. That come and that for it. Not that come should be chal first and that for it should be chal later, after that come. But even according to Rameya, who normally says that when he utters two expressions, it means that it should be chal b'zeh hazeh, mimeli stofes loshen rishen. Because once Purasilo is chal, it cannot be chal Purashlomim. But in this case, since he stipulated Letich Lakom and Kechol Afore, so it's considered as if he stipulated that the Akom and Afore should be chal Basachas. So this is what the Gemara means, according to the Loshen Rosh. Elohim Kein, Reb Meir Name, Avol Hoche Domo Letich Lakom and Kechol Afore, Reb Meir Name made the Afore Chole. So it doesn't mean, according to second Loshen Rosh, that Afore is Chal, Akom is not Chal, the way the Ran explains it, and the way the first Loshen Rosh explains it. But the second Loshen Rosh holds the Afore that he means that Afore should also be Chal. That he means that Afore should also be Chal. Not only, he doesn't mean that first Akom should be Chal, and then Hafore should be Chal. Because here it couldn't mean that Akome should first be Chal and then Hafore. Because he explicitly said that Akome is conditioned upon the validity of Hafore. How could it mean that first Akome should be Chal and then Hafore? So then Akome wouldn't be conditioned upon the validity of Hafore. So obviously, since he said Leitich Akome Kuchol Hafore, so he obviously meant that Akome, the Kiyam Lechi and the Mufa Lechi should be Chal Basachas. So when the Gemara says Name made it Afore Chole, he more doesn't mean that Afore is Chal Alpedin and Akome not, but made it that he meant that this statement meant in Mishpat Aloshin that Afore should also be Chal Afore Name Chole together with Akome. In other words, that Afore should be Chal together with Akome. But since he said that in case of conflict and the two cannot be held together, so which one does he prefer? So I mean that's according to Ran. So he meant that Afore should also be held together with Akome. So maybe according to second Lashon Rosh, since they are in conflict, and he meant that Afore Name should be held, not that Afore Ischal Alpidin, that Afore Name should be Chal. And since it's called Sheini Bozeach Hazeh, so Afil Basach Hazeh, so nothing is. So what happens? So you would expect the second Lashon Rosh to say that nothing is Chal. So in other words, so the solution to the first Abaye would be the same solution as to the second Abaye. There is such a Lashon in the Mir. But the second Lashon Rosh doesn't say it. So the second Lashon Rosh says, V'yesh mifoshim, kivim lichol u'shneyem, lo yadinon imuka mimufa. Lo yadinon imuka mimufa. Now, so let's see what the Rosh says in the second Abaye. Ki emumufa lechi b'basachas, piresh kivim shel yoma, elo pamachas lechi, haimi b'basachas. Mi amrin on tofes Lashon Rishin, oidil mo kivim de amret, בבסחס חול האפורי, וכים דאמרת, בבסחס יחול האפורי ובבטל את הקומי. So what does it mean? There are two alternatives in the second Abaye of Rabbi. One alternative is that what? Tofes Lashon Rishon, that הקומי should be Chal. And the second alternative is that the האפורי should be Chal and the הקומי not. And what is the solution? Kol שני בזה חזה אפילו בסך חזה נאי. So nothing is Chal. So isn't it very strange? I mean, the Gemara is Rabbi. The Gemara is an Abaye. So according to the Rosh, the two alternatives, one alternative of the Abaye, of the second Abaye of Rabbi is that Tofes Lashon Rishon, that Akome should be Chal. The second alternative is that Chol HaAforim Vatel Es HaAkome, that the Afore should be Chal. So what should be the solution? Like one of the two alternatives. So the solution is, the answer of the Gemara is, Toshma, the Omar Rabbe. Like neither alternative. I mean, so it's very strange. So we have to say, in the Rosh, when he says, Piresh, Kim Shul Omar Lepam Achas Lechi, Haimi Basachas, Mi Amrinon Tofus Loshen Rishen, so Memele Hakom Yischal, is from Yischal, so it's like the Rambam, but not mitzad the lomdes of the Rambam, the way Reb Chaim explains it. The Rambam's lomdes consists in the fact because Afore is alpidin not minei akome. But he says, why should we say in one alternative that akome is chal? Because the akome expression was the first expression that he began to say. Even though he was giving both expressions with one word, with one common word, but since the Akome expression, it was the first expression that he began to say, and then the Afore expression, so maybe we say that the Akome is Chal. Tofes Lashon Rishon. Oy dilmo, kivim de amret, kivim de amorom bibasachas, chol haaforem vatel es haakome. So it's not that Afore is Chal. In other words, that they both cancel out each other. In contrast to the first alternative, that the Akome is Chal, why? Because that's the Lashon Rishon, Da'akome. So the second alternative says, since true, he began to verbalize the expression of the Akome first, but Kiyim by itself does not constitute a full Akome expression. So it has to be coupled with the Lechi. When did he finish saying, when did he utter the Lechi? After he uttered the expression of Mufer. So Mimele, the last expression, the last word of the Akome expression was mentioned Bibasachas, with the last word in the Afor expression. So Mimele, we cannot say Tofes Losh HaRishon. So Mimele, it's considered as if he uttered the Akome expression and the Afor expression in one word. Now, so if suppose he'll utter the Akome expression and the Afor expression in one word, it's Yef Shalehitz Shnei Shemes Gechel. But suppose it'll be possible to utter the Akome expression and the Afor expression in one word. So then we would say that since there is a stire, so Mimele, they cancel out each other, Bibasachas. But if one is said first, and then he says the other one, if one he says first, and then he says the other one, so Mimele, we say, Tofes Losh HaRishon. But here, it's considered as if he uttered both expressions at the same time. So since there is a stire b'zeh achazeh, so there is this, the same stire b'vasachas. So when the Rosh says, mi amrin on Tofes Losh HaRishon, so then the Akome is chal. Oidilmo kim damorom b'vasachas, kim di omrom b'vasachas. How is it omrom b'vasachas? Because the kim by itself is not an expression of Akome. Suppose they'll just say kim, nothing else. So then that will not be called Mikoyim. So it's only the Kiyim Lechi. And when did he say the Lechi? After he said the Mufer. So the Lechi combines, modifies the Kiyim and the Mufer. So in other words, when the Akome expression is completed, so at that time, the Afor expression is also completed. So it's Omrom Basachas. So he's giving me both expressions of Basachas. So mainly we cannot say it of his solution. So chola afore umvateles akome. So we cannot say that akome takes precedence. So mainly they cancel out each other. He doesn't mean the second alternative is chola afore umvateles akome and afore is chal. He means in his maisa afore. The maisa afore is bibasachas with the maisa akome. So mainly it cancels out the akome and the akome equally cancels out Afore, but it spells out that because we could say since the expression of the Akome he began verbalizing before he began verbalizing the expression of the Afore, so Mimele, the Akome takes precedence. That's the first alternative. And the second alternative is not, since the both expressions were nigma by uttering the word of Lechi that combines, that modifies both the Kiyim and the Mufer, so that means that both expressions were nigma, the Akome expression and the Afor expression were nigma at the same time. So Mimele, we cannot say that the Akome is Chal first. Mimele, Afore, that precludes the Chaleis of Afore. But they both cancel out each other. So when he says Chol Afore, Umevatla Akome, so he means not only is Akome mevatl da Afore, but Afore is also mevatl da Akome. So then the Gemara is patient that the Akome, neither one is chal. Then the Rosh says. So then it's not difficult. The first Losh in the Rosh is not difficult. In other words, we raise the question against the Rosh. That's very strange. Usually, when the Gemara has an Abaye, so the Gemara has two alternatives, and then the Gemara is patient Abaye, so the solution of the Abaye must conform to one of the alternatives. But here, on the surface, it appears that the Abaye has two alternatives, and the solution is a third alternative. that the two alternatives in the Abaye by Rabbi is whether the Akori, the Akomi Ischal, that's one alternative, the second alternative, or the Akomi Ischal, and then the solution is a third alternative, that nothing is Chal. I mean, that's very strange. So the answer is, the second alternative does not mean Kim de Omron Basachas Chola Aforem Batal Zakome. So it means, so Kim de Omron Basachas, so not only is the Akome, does the Akome negate the Afore that comes, that is begun afterwards, after the Akome begun, but that even the Afore can cancel out the Akome that began first, in view of the fact that they were both Nigmar at the same time. So Memele, they both cancel out each other. There's a second alternative. So what's the solution? Like the second alternative. Now, what's the second Lashon in the Rosh? Ulidochi Perushe. So, the Rosh here in the Perush equates the Pshat in the second Abaye with the Pshat in the first Abaye. Whatever is true of the Pshat in the first Abaye, so is also true in the second Abaye. Now, according to the second Lashon in the Rosh, what is the solution of the first Abaye? That one is Chal, and we don't know which. So what does it mean? It's a din sofik. So what does it mean? So it means ulidach pirushei chol ushneim v'liyadino nimuka mimufa. So it's mashma. That's the solution. But the Gemara says, so in other words, so according to the first loshin of the Rosh and the first Abaye. So in the first Abaye, the solution is, the Gemara was patient that Afor is Chal like the Ram. According to the second Rosh of the Rosh in the first Abaye, so the solution, the Pshitas of the Gemara was that it's a Din Sofik, it's a Din Sofik of whether it's a Kome or a Fore, and we don't know which. Now, according to the first Rosh and this, in the Rosh in the second Abaye, so. According to the first question, so the solution is that nothing is Chal, like the Ran. And according to the second question in the Rosh, the solution is the same solution as the solution in the first Abaye. In other words, it's a Din Sofi. Now the question is, how can we say that it's a Din Sofi? How can we say it's a Din Sofi in the second Abaye, where he says, Kiem Umufa Lichi Besachas. So it's a Din Sofik, but Gemara says Toshma. Where does the Rabbi say it? In connection of Kaddish Te Achoyis, when he said to two sisters, to Rochel and to Leye, Shteichem Mikudoshes. So, Kol Sheini Bezachas Zehavasachasenei, neither one is Mikudoshes. Over there, we don't say that each one is Mekudeshes Misofik. Over there we say that neither one is Mekudeshes. Both remain Pnuyes. Pnuyes Mures. So, and the Gemara applies the same principle as Ligabe Shtecha Mekudeshes Lihia. So how could here be the Pshat, according to the second Rosh in the Rosh, that it's a Din Sofik. That it's both. It's Hakomi Ischal B'Tiras Din Sofik and Afor Ischal B'Tiras Din Sofik. So then it has nothing to do with the aloche of kol dova sheni b'zeach hazeh af b'zeach hazeh. Now, it seems that the shite of the Rosh in the second Rosh, the shite of the Rosh in the second Rosh is that the whole aloche of kol sheni b'zeach hazeh af b'zeach hazeh is, which is a general principle that applies to the case of Shteichem Kedoshesli or Bashtei Achoyei Shteichem Kedoshesli, and it applies to Kiem Umufalechi Basachas. So it's a aloche not in the Chaleis, but in the Mais. In other words, if two Maises cannot take effect, Bozeachase, so Memele, the two Maises cannot take effect, bivasachas. Now, can one realize in my Sikdushin in Rochel, and then Leah, Bozehazeh, his sister, Leah. Impossible. Because once you carry out in my Sikdushin in Rochel in one sister, so you cannot carry out in my Sikdushin in Leah, the second sister, because she's an elf. So Mele, there is no my Sikdushin. Bibasachas, when he says, Shteichem Kedoshesli. So there is no Maisik Dushin. There is no Maisik Dushin. So, in other words, so according to the second motion in the Rosh, so there cannot be a Maisik Dushin Gomor. There cannot be Bibasachas. Since there cannot be Maisik Dushin, in Bibozachazah. We made the same thing. Since there couldn't be Maisa Afore after Maisa Kome, Bibozachazah, so Mimele there couldn't be, one couldn't realize a Maisa Afore, Bibasachas, with the Maisa Kome. Because of the aloche of Kol Sheine, Bozachazah, of Bibasachazah. So what does it mean? That you don't have a Maisa Afore Gomo. Since you couldn't carry out a Maisa Afore, so you couldn't carry out a Maisa Afore Gomo Bibasachas with Akome. But then, true, there is no Maisa Afore Gomo, but since there is such a concept as a Din Sofik. Now, what is the concept of Din Sofik? We mentioned it many times, like Ben Ashmoshes or Andreyanis. I mean, we mentioned it so many times. Or Hariat Mekudeshes Limachshav Lachalamed. When the Kedushin is Chal and it's not Chal. When a certain period of time, a certain interval of time is Yeim and it is Lailo. When it's Zohar and Likeva, Andreyanis. So, in other words, when something partakes of two antithetical aspects. So it's not Yom Gomor, it's not Laila Gomor. So it's a Din Sofik. It's not Izocha Gomor, it's not Nekeva Gomor. So it's a Din Sofik. It's not Mufer Gomor, and it's not any Mufer Gomor. So Memele, it's a Din Sofik, Miklash College. So Memele, true, there is Aloche of Kol Sheini Bozeh Hazeh Afu Basachasini. So that relates, basically, that Aloche relates to the mice. In other words, if a certain mice could not take effect in any way, so it could not take effect as a mice gomo bibasachasida. So in other words, since one could not carry out a mice kedushin in Leah, after he carried out a mice kedushin in Rochel, the sister, so mele bibasachas, he couldn't carry out kedushin gmurim. He couldn't carry out Lushin Gmurim in Leah Bibasachas with a Maisik Dushin in Rochel. And he couldn't carry out a Maisik Dushin Gmurim in Rochel Bibasachas with a Maisik Dushin in Leah. So the same thing applies to Akom and Afore. Since one could not, the Bar could not carry out a Maisa Afore after he carried out a Maisa Akome, Al-Bidini couldn't. So in Basachat, he couldn't carry out a Maisa Afore Gmure. Bibasachat with a Maisa Akome. He couldn't carry out a Maisa Akome. Bibasachaze after Afore. Not at all. So Memele, he couldn't carry out a Akome Gmure. Bibasachas with Afore. So Akome Gmure, he couldn't carry out. But there is such a concept. As Din Sofik, what does Din Sofik mean? When something is partakes of two antithetical aspects. So in other words, it is and it isn't. It is Yeim and it isn't Yeim. Because it's Lail also. It is Izocho and it's not Izocho. Because it's Nikeva also. It is Mufer Miklash Kolish. It is Mufer and it's not Mufer. Hareyat Mekudeshes Liv Ma'achshav Lachalamed. She is Mekudeshes because the Chaleis has begun. And she's not Mekudeshes, because it's a process. The process has begun. It wasn't finished yet. So Mimele, she was Mekudeshes Misofik. So Mimele, so we could say True that because of the aloche of kol sheni b'zeh hazeh afu basach hazeh, since the ma'isa afore could not be carried out b'zeh hazeh after ma'isa kome, since the ma'isa kome could not be carried out b'zeh hazeh after ma'isa afore, so melech basach has a ma'isa afore gmure could not be carried out. So it's not a ma'isa afore gmure, but let it be a afore k'tzas, let it be a kome k'tzas. Let it be mufer v'sheini mufer. Let it be mukem v'sheini mukem. And after all, so if there hadn't been such a concept as din sofik, so then we couldn't say there is no such thing. That's a logical contradiction. Mufer v'sheini mufer. Mukem v'sheini mukem. But there is such a concept of nikudeshes v'nikudeshes. Of yeim and lael. Of zohor and not zohor. So in mele, there could be such a concept of mukem v'sheini mukem, mufer v'sheini mufer. So that's why the Rosh says. So in other words, so how do we apply the aloche of kol sheni v'zachasinei? If there hadn't been such a aloche, then it could be hakom egmure could be chal. Hakom egmure could be chal. But since there is aloche that of kol sheni v'zachasinei afil v'zachasinei, so hakom egmure cannot be chal either, because hakom egmure could not be chal. So it cannot be chal. A comic mure cannot be chal. Now the question arises. So why don't we say in the Gemara in Dushin also that both, if he says shteichem mekudoshes, so both are mekudoshes within sofik. And there the Gemara says that if he says, Rabbi says that aloche. So that if he says shteichem mekudoshesli, so neither one is mekudeshes, and no one is mekudeshes in any way. So because of the same aloche, so just as here we apply that aloche, but that aloche only implies that if a komed mure could not take effect after afore, so memele bibasachas with afore it cannot take effect either, but it doesn't prevent from a komed mure from taking effect, or from a foreg mure. So we're there too. True, that dushin murim could not be chal in one sister, b'zeh hazeh after the other sister. But dushin shenig murim should be chal, b'basachas, because there is such a concept of mikudeshes v'nish kudeshes. So the answer is, over there, you couldn't say that both sisters, if he says, shteichem mikudoshesli, so both sisters should be mikudoshes midin sofik. Because for the kedushin sheni gmurim, what does din sofik mean? Kedushin sheni gmurim. Because monefshech, for the same reason that kedushin gmurim cannot be chal in an elvo, so kedushin sheni gmurim is better, could be chal in an elvo. So the same sibe that precludes the validity of any kedushin, of kedushin gmurim in an elvo, so precludes the validity of Dushin Sheini Gmurim in an Elvo. Masheinkin, because Masheinkin here, so too, Hafore Gmure could not be Chal. Hakome Gmure could not be Chal. But Hafore Sheini Gmure, Hakome Sheini Gmure could be Chal. There is nothing wrong in the Neda becoming Mukem Sheini Mukem, in the Neda becoming Mufer Sheini Mufer. Now you ask a certain question, but we do find a din sofik ligabe israelvo, because the Gemara says, Rabbi says that if someone says shteichem mekudoshesli, so neither one is mekudeshes, neither one. But suppose he goes over, two sisters are standing, Rochel and Leah are standing, and then he says achas michen mekudeshesli, achas michen. He's only Mikadish one of the sisters. So there is a machleket between Abai and Rove of Kedushin Sholinim Sarolibie, whether it's the Kedushin is Chal or not, that's one of the Alkigal. The Kedushin Sholinim Sarolibie, like Abai in the past. So it is Chal. So Rove says it's not Chal. Because there is special aloha of Kedushin Sholinim Sarolibie. And Abai says Kedushin Sholinim Sarolibie is Chal. So. With whom will be able to live? With no one. Because each one of the sisters is a sofik. Because he said, achas mikem mikudeshesli. And he didn't spell out which one was a Rochel or Leah. So Memele, one of the two becomes Mekadeshes. So he's not allowed to live with either. But so because of Rove sins, he's not allowed to live with either. So he's Dush Shol Nimso Libie. So Memele, not even one is Mekadeshes. And according to Abaye, Dush Shol Nimso Libie is Dushin. So Memele, one is Mekadeshes. So what kind of Isophic is it? It's not Isophic of Kesong Idiye. I mean, Ilio Anovi will not be able to be Mivare. That's a fig of Dushin Shol Nimso Libie. Because he didn't spell it out. So it's a din suffix. But over there, how could there be a din suffix, a kedushin and no kedushin? So, but after all, for the same reason that in an elbow you couldn't be tefes kedushin gmurim, so in an elbow it couldn't be tefes kedushin shenig gmurim, so there is such a fundamental difference, I mean, that it's no kash at all, you see. Here, if we are going to say, in the case where he says Shteichem Mekudoshesli, so he was Mekadish both sisters Bivasachas, not one. So Memele, so Bitzadin Sofit, there is a Nisar Elbo that is Meneya Tvises Dushishen Admoi, because he was Mekadish both. And if we were to say that it is Chal Dushishen Admoim, then Kedushin Shel Gmurim would be Chal in both. So that we cannot say, because for the same reason that the Yisrael Elvo is Meneya precludes Tvisas Kedushin, Vadai Kedushin in one, so it precludes Sofik Kedushin in one. Mashein Kein, in the case of Kedushin Shel Nimso Libie, he said, Achas Mikem Mekodeshesli. So he was Mekadesh one. So in other words, so that means the one, Lady X, was Mekadesh. So Memele, she is not affected with an Israel war, Lady X. She is not affected with an Israel war, because he was only Mekadesh Lady X, one of the sisters, not both. So Memele, there is no Israel war that is Meneya, because Lady X, the one that he was Mekadesh, so he's not affected in Israel. If he says Shteichem Mekudoshesli, so then if we were to say that both should be Mekudoshes within Sofik, so both have to be Mekudesh within Sofik, not one of them within Sofik. So there the Israel is Meneya. Mashein Kein, Dushin Shel Gmurim, only one is Mekudeshes within Sofik, but we don't know which one. Two, this we don't know does not originate in ignorance. It does not originate in ignorance. Suppose, let's say, he himself didn't know, and he doesn't care. Still, it's Dushin Shel Gmurim idea, because since he didn't spell out which one, and it's not determinable which one, so Memele, one becomes Mekudeshes, and will never know which one. But which one is Mekudeshes? Lady X, except that X can never be solved. We'll never be able to find out who X is. But it's only Lady X that is Mekudeshes. So Memele, Lady X is not affected with an Israel war. So Memele, so one is Mekudeshes Misofik, and there is no Israel war that is Meneya. Mashenkin, where he says, Shteichem Mekudoshesli. So then, each one has the Israel war. So Memele, it couldn't even be Chal B'Tirasofik, for the same reason that Kedushin Murim couldn't be Chal, so Din Sofik Kedushin couldn't be Chalida. Now, so the way we say it in the Rosh, so in other words, the way it appears from this Rosh, that according to the second Rosh, in the first Abaye, the solution is, the Gemara was patient, the first Abaye of Rabbe, that it's a Din Sofik, the Din Sofik, and the Din Sofik, and the second Abaye also it's a Din Sofik. Now let's see the Rosh of the Rosh in the Psalm. Paragraph Dalet. Boy Robin. Kim lechi umuf lechi v'toch la'akom k'chol ha'akfor amal. Toshma, pluk le Rab Meir v'Rab Yesi. Titnan, harei zet mura seilot mura shlomo. Harei zet mura seilot, dim Rab Meir. Rab Yesi melkach nesham t'chil oil v'efsh v'kash nishim iska achaz v'ov kayom. V'af Rab Meir li kom arad v'yom ali toch uzu on ki toch uze. Avo hoche dom ali toch la'akom k'chol ha'akfor e, Rab Meir name meide da afor e chol. Pirish arab Rab Lezer zal memit, v'akom elav klum. So that's like, that's the first abaye, it's like the first moshi. In the Pirush Rosh, v'yesh miforshim kim dechol u'shneyem lo yadinon im hukam u'mufa. Like the second Rosh, in the Pirush Rosh, in the Gemara. Then, but let's see, there is a variance. Boy Robin, kim u'mufa lechi basachas ma'al. Toshma, dom ha'rabe, dechol sheini b'zeach hazeh, af basachas hini. Him kachoche nam alese, lo yakome v'lo yafor. Here he doesn't mention tulishinis. Here he doesn't mention tulishinis. Now, still the Bach, but it's the Rosh, the Pashtus Haloshin of the Rosh in the Psokim is not like the Bach, but I just want to mention what the Bach says. So what would one say? On the basis, if one were to ignore the Rosh Perush, forget about the Rosh Perush. After all, it doesn't mean that the Rosh must agree in his psokim, which came after the Perush, with everything he says in his Perush. He might have been Chazer from one point. But as far as the Rosh in his Perush is concerned, so the Rosh has tupshotim in both abayis, mentions tupshotim in both abayis, and he mentions the same pshat, the second pshat. The lomdes of the second pshat in the first abaye, he applies it to the second abaye as well. But here in the psokim, in vis-a-vis the first abaye of Rabbe, he mentions tupshotim, Rebleza Memitz, and the Yesh Meforshim. But vis-a-vis the second abaye, he only mentions one pshat. So Pashtus Haloshin is that the Rosh in the psokim is chelik on his own shite in the Perush. That came later. That was written later. In other words, in the Perush, he held that once we explain the solution of the first abaye, that it means that it's a din sofik. So we have to be patient. The solution in the second abaye also in the same way. But here he says, no, here he assumes, even according to the Rishayim, who explain the solution in the second Abaye, in the first Abaye, in the sense that Chol Shneyem lo yadinonim hukam u'mufo, because Kol Sheini bozeh hazeh, afil basach haseinei, only implies that since the Maise Afore cannot be chal bozeh hazeh after Maise Akomei, so it only in Maisa Afore Gmure cannot be chal. But in Maisa Afore Sheini Gmure can be chal. So the Mele, Yitzhukem Sheini Mukem, Yitzhufa Sheini Mufa. Sheini Mufa, in the second Abaye too. But in the Psokim, the Rosh holds that even those Rishenim who explain, who understand the Pshites, the solution of the first Abaye, in the sense that it's Hakome and Afore, but in the second Abaye not. In the second Abaye not. So, what's the pshat? I mean, in the Rishenim, in the Piskei Rosh. So apparently, the Piskei Rosh holds, that there is a difference between the first Abaye and the second Abaye. In the first Abaye, what did he say? He said, Kiyem lichi, umufa lichi, v'litoch el ha-kome el mkin chol ha-afore. El mkin chol ha-afore. So Mimele, actually, there is a separate expression of Akome that is mentioned first, and then there is another expression of afore that is mentioned. But he said, v'litoch la'akome v'kichol afore. So that makes it, that means that he meant that both should be chal v'basachas. That both should be chal v'basachas. But, so here he says, that in view of the fact that there is a separate dibur of akome, and that the separate dibur of akome is nigmar before the dibur of afore, even though he says that he should be chal basachas, because he said loitoch lakom chol afore, so that means the chal basachas, but he finished verbalizing the maisa akome first, and then the maisa afore. So on account, but true, he said loitoch lakom chol afore. So mele he meant that they should be both chal basachas. So because of the aloche, of course, she'ini b'zeach hazeh, afil b'sach ha'seinei, afil b'sach ha'seinei, so memele, the maise akome gmure, cannot be chal b'sach ha, since he said, v'litoch la'akome, Elohim kein cholo afore. So memele, that means, so there is a loshen of akome, that is mentioned first. So memele, the akome gmure cannot be carried out because of the aloche of kol sheini b'zeach hazeh afilu basach hasini. Since the akome gmure could not be carried out after afore, so it cannot be carried out by basachas either. And here it is basachas because he said that both should be chal basachas. But since he completed the loshen of the akome before he uttered the loshen of the afore, so the moment he finished saying kiemlichi, even before he said umufelichi v'litoch la'akome kichol afore, so the moment he said kiemlichi, so memele da'akome already began to bechal, because after all he already said the loshen. True, when he finished the whole statement, he said that bo should be chal basachas. But in this case, since he already uttered the whole loshen of akome before he uttered the loshen of afore, so memele, the moment he finished saying kiyem lichi, so the akome began to be chal. But it couldn't be nidmar, because after all, toch kedidibor, he said that the bow should be chal basachas. But, so, since toch kedidibor, he said that the bow should be chal basachas, so memele da aloche of kol sheini b'zeach hazeh, afilu basachas einei, so precludes the chaleis of a hakomet mure. Mashein kei, but even before he finished, so in other words, since he said that he wants both to be chal basachas and he said it toch kedidibor, so memele the hakome cannot be nigma until he finished the whole statement. But the moment he finished the loshen of the hakome itself, kiyem lichi, so the hakome has begun. It certainly has begun. It's not different than Amikadosh Isho Me'achshav L'Chalamed, where the Chaleis is still Nimshach for 30 days, but still the process has begun. So Mimele, the Kedushin already began to Bechal. So here, until he says Eloshen of Akome, so the Akome didn't even begin to Bechal. But the moment he finished uttering the Eloshen of Akome, so the Akome already begun to Bechal. But it did not finish, it wasn't consummated, the Chaleis HaKome, until he finished the whole statement that he intended to say. So, but the moment he finished uttering Kiyem Lichi, even before he had an opportunity to say Mufa Lichi V'loi Toch LaKome El Kichol HaFore, so the HaKome has already begun to Bechal, and the HaKome has already begun to Bechal, so it already became mukeh, but mukeh misheni mukeh. But, and then, so when can it be mukeh completely? When he finishes the whole statement. But when he finishes the whole statement, so then the lashon of the hafora is seiser. So it cancels us out. So mainly it cancels out the consummation of the chalei zakomeh. But whatever was done, the moment he finished uttering the lashon of hakomeh, cannot be undone. So that's why in the psukim the Rosh says in the first abaye. So in the first abaye, so he says, kim di chol shneiem. Why chol shneiem? Because he already, before he even said the lashon of hakomeh, he already finished uttering the lashon of hakomeh. So memele, the process of hakomeh has already begun, even though it wasn't consummated, because he still didn't finish everything that he intended to say. So it's like hamikadesh isha ma'achshu lachalamet. So it's already mikodeshes before the consummation of the chaleis. So the moment the hakomeh has begun to bichal, when does the hakomeh begin to bichal? Not when he utters the first word, because mukem is nothing. Once he uttered both words, the loshon of hakomeh, kiyemchi, then the hakomeh part, the chaleis of hakomeh has begun, and it should be consummated when he finishes everything that he intends to say. So if he intends to say several sentences, so then the chaleis will be consummated when he finishes saying what he intends to say. By the time he finishes saying what he intends to say, it cannot be consummated, because then when he finishes saying everything, so he already said a lashon of hafora as well, and that he says there. So it prevents the consummation of the chaleis hakomeh. But whatever has begun to bichal cannot be undone by the conclusion of his statement. So that's why the second chite in the Rosh, in the first abaye, says kim di chol shneiem, because the akome has begun to bichal the moment he finished saying kim. It cannot be undone by saying mufalechi, v'itoch la'akom l'kohol ha'afoi. So memele, it is kom v'loy kom. And then, since it's kom v'loy kom, so it cannot cancel out the ma'isa ha'afoi completely either. Because there is only parsh la'akom. A total la'akom can cancel out totally therefore, but a partial akome can only cancel out partially. So therefore is also hal partially. So it's a din sofik. However, in the second abaye, the piski rosh holds kiem umufalechi. So in other words, when he finished saying kiem, he didn't utter rosh nafores yet. So even the akome has not even begun to become. When does he finish the expression of akome when he says lechi? But lechi combines with both. So that means when he utters the lashon hafor and akome, so the two cancel each other completely. He doesn't even give it an opportunity to be chal. So memele, it's not chal at all. That's why the rosh in the psukim, in the second abaye, he doesn't mention tushitis. However, the Bach assumed, even pshat in the piskei rosh, that when the rosh says v'yesh miforshim, once again, boy rove, ki muvlechi basachas ma'u tosh ma'u rabu kodesh v'zerazeh v'tachasini hilkach hochename lese lo yakome v'lo yafore. So the Bach explained hilkach hochename lese lo yakome v'lo yafore ligamre. Mimele it's lechumre. It's misafik. It's not machma. This is the Bach's explanation of the Rosh in the Psokim. But it's not the Besyosef's explanation of the Rosh in the Psokim. Reish Lamed Dalet. Is Daf Kuf Nun Ches. Omed Dalet. Now, the fourth line from the end of the Omed. Kuf Nun Ches Omed Dalet. Omed Lo Kiyim Lichi Umufa Lichi. Vilitoch La Akoma Mekin Chol HaAfore. Kosov Arav Rebeleza Memeitz Dehav HaAfore. Vyeish Emrim Dichol Ushneyem Vilo Yadinon. אם הוא קם ממופה, הוא לחום רעה וקיום, וכן הוא מסכון הסדין אוהב ואורוזה. אומר לו בסחס, קיים לכי ומופה לכי, אין כאן לא יקומה ולא יפורת. Now, look at the Bach. So actually, I mean, the lotion of the two is mamish, like the lotion of the Rosh in the Psokim, not like the lotion of the Rosh in the Peirush, but in the Psokim. So, Memele, it appears from the Pashtus lotion of the Rosh in the Psokim, that in regard to the first Abaye, he has two Lishenes. In regard to the second Abaye of Rabbi, he doesn't mention two Lishenes. But the Bach says, Om Basach Haskim Lechi Mufa Lechi Upashti by the Rabbi Upashtu Amidom HaRabbi Kol Sheini Bezoach HaZeh Afu Basach HaSeini Because of a Rosh, Hilkach Hochanam Elese lo yakome v'lo yaforet. That's on the second Abaye. Ad kan l'sheine. Nira di rotzaleima ulichum ra v'kiyum. V'chein kosov arosh lehedi b'ferushi. So why did he explain that way in the Psokim when the Pashtus Aloshin is meire? Not that way. The Pashtus Aloshin, the other Nesikelim don't understand the Rosh in the Psokim the way the Bar does. And it's a deichak in the Lashon of the Rosh. But what forced the Bach to understand the Rosh in the Psokim that way? Because of what the Rosh says in the Peirush. And he did not want to say that the Rosh in the Peirush, in the Psokim, was chazer from what he said in the Peirush. So maybe he came to the conclusion that, so he strained the Lashon of the Rosh in the Psokim, and he said that when the Rosh says, Hilkach, Hochenam Elese, Lo Yakome, Lo Yafore, doesn't mean it's nothing. And he can be make him and he can be made fair, he can do whatever he wants. After he said, Kiyem Mufa Lechim Vasachas. I mean, there's the play shot. But the Bach explained that, Hilkach, Hochenam Elese, Lo Yakome, Gmure, Lo Yafore, Gmure. It's a suffering. It's the Chumre. So what is the Chumre? The Chumre is, we should treat it like in Elamukem. Like in Elamukem. In Elamukem, so he cannot be Meifer. He cannot be Meifer anymore. But the Bach, in effect, is training the Roshn of the Rosh in order to harmonize it with the Shita of the Rosh Neperush. But it's much more reasonable to say that the Rosh in the Psokim was chazer from his shita in the Peirush.
Between the Peirush Rosh and the Piski Rosh. And then I mentioned that the Bach was reluctant to come to the conclusion that the Piski Rosh was chazer from his shita in the Peirush Rosh. So Mele, he strains the lotion of the Rosh in the Piski Rosh so that it should harmonize with the Shita of the Rosh in the Peirush Rosh. But one thing is clear from that Bach, that the Bach understood the Rosh not the way it appears to say on the surface. I mean, that the Bach understood the Rosh, the Peirush Rosh, the way we understood it. All right. Now, so then I discussed why, according to the Piski Rosh, so the Piski Rosh was chazer, because from the Peirush Rosh, it's mashma, that's the way we explained it, and that's the way the Bach understood the Peirush Rosh, that according to the Peirush Rosh, when in the second Abaye of Rabbi, of Kol Sheini Gozeh HaZeh Afil Basach HaSeinei, so it doesn't mean that it's neither HaKomen nor HaForeh, But it's a din sofik. It's a din sofik. In other words, the halacha of kol she'eni b'zeh hazeh b'zeh hazeh, since b'zeh hazeh one could not be chal after the other, so b'zeh hazeh it couldn't be chal a chaliz gomu. But since there is such a concept of chaliz she'eni gomu, of a din sofik, so it's a din sofik. But there is one exception. Hamkadish de achoyis, because over there you couldn't say both achoyis, both sisters, amikudesh with din sofik, because for the same reason, what does din sofik mean? She's mikudeshes and ina mikudeshes. In other words, so Rochel is mikudeshes and mikudeshes, and Leah is mikudeshes and mikudeshes. Now we couldn't say that because for the same reason that kedushin gmurim couldn't be chal in achis ishtei. How could kedushin sheinim gmurim be chal? What's the reason as to why Kedushin Gmurim could not be chal in Achiz Ishtei? Because of this Ravo. So Kedushin Sheini Gmurim couldn't be chal for the same reason either. Mashein ken ligabe akom en afore. So then, true, there is a loch of kol sheini bozeh hazel bozeh hazeinei. So mele, it's not chal chaleis gomo. So it's not akom gmure, it's not afore gmure. But hakom esheni gmura, afore esheni gmura, it is chal miteiras din sofik. That's the shite of the Rosh, and that we saw. The Bach understands the Perush Rosh that way. However, the Pashtes Haloshin, not only Pashtes Haloshin, I mean it's Mifuresh in the Piskei Rosh. So the Piskei Rosh mentions two shites ligabi the first Abaye of Rabbe. So two shittes ligabi the first Abaye of Rabbe, and so there is one lashon in the first the maskone in the first Abaye of Rabbe is that it's a din sofik. If he said kiyam lechi umufa lechi v'latich lakom kiyachol achore, but in the second Abaye of Rabbe he doesn't mention two lishenis, and he says that nothing is chal. So the second lashon is. Now the first lashon in parak of Dalit. So boy rov ekim lechil muvel lechil toch hakom toch hafor emau tosh ma pluk the rabbi of rabbi Yisi nitan harizet murasilot for Hashlomim harizet murasilot tiv rabbi Meir rabbi Yisi im erim likach nischad nitchilo hoy v'yev shalik chesh neshim iskachas dvorov kayom va'afilu rabbi Meir likom arad lo yom al itoch al zeh lo mikitoch al zeh אבל הוכד יום על יתוך להקומן, אלו מכינתוך להפורא, רב מאיר נמי מידה, דאפורא חול. פירש הרב רב לזר זלמיץ והקומן לאף כלום. ויש מפורשים, כיוון דחול ושניהם, לא ידינו נמהו כמו מופה. So in regard to the maskone of the first Abaye, he mentions הרב רב לזר's פשט, and then the יש מפורשים, that ולא ידינו, it's a din sofik. But in the second, So far is in conformity to the Rosh Perush. But then in the second Abaye, Boy Rove Kiya Mufalachi Basakas Mao, Toshma Domarabe, the whole Shin Bazarazar Basakasini, Hilka Hochen Amelese, Loya Komevleafor. The Bach says, Helese, Loya Komevleafor means neither Hakomeg Mure nor Aforeg Mure. So is the Chumr of both. He doesn't use the Loshin Din Sofik, the Bach doesn't use that expression, but that's what it means. Why did the Bach explain the Loshon of the Rosh? Because the Bach understood the Perush Rosh, that the Perush Rosh says that according to the Lishani, the Yesh Mefoshim, that in the first Abaye, the Maskone is a Din Sofik, so in the second Abaye, it's also a Din Sofik. So Memele, and he was reluctant to come to the conclusion that the Rosh, the Piskei Rosh, was Chayzeya. So Memele, he strained the Rosh. But of course, it is an obvious dechak to explain the Rosh that way. The Rosh of the Rosh is, and Monevshech, after all, why should the Rosh in the first Abaye? So he uses the Loshin, giving the Cholish name Le'adinon. Why doesn't he use the Loshin here also Le'adinon? So the Bach says that's what he means. Why? Because he doesn't want to recognize that there is a Chazore in the Piskei Rosh from the Perush Rosh. But it's much more reasonable that the Rosh was Chayzei. I mean, what's so difficult about that? All right. Now, so last time we discussed the shite of the piskeosh monefshech. Even the first abaye, there is a yesh mifoshi in the yesh mifoshi in the piskeosh itself that is a din sofik. Why it's on the basis of kol sheini b'zachaseh afilu b'sachaseh? So in the second abaye, the Gemara is also applying kol sheini b'zachaseh b'sachaseh nei. So it should also be nidin sofik. So what do you say? No, kol sheini b'zachaseh b'sachaseh nei implies that where b'zachaseh there one cannot be chal b'zachaseh after the other because of the stirah between one and the other. And that's the reason as to why one cannot be chal after the other. So in Mele, there can't be any chaleis in either. No chaleis, not a chaleis gomu in either. But no chaleis. So in Mele, so in the first abaye, you should also say the same thing. So we said last time that the shite of the Piske Oroshi is that aloche of kol sheni b'zeach hazeh b'sach haseinei really implies that if it cannot be chal b'zeach hazeh, so b'sach has there can be chal at all, not even a chalei sheni gom because of the stira. So it cannot be chal at all. But so that's why in the second abaye he says that it's not chal at all. So why in the first abaye does he say that it's a din safik? The answer is because in the first abaye, what did he say? Kiyam lechi umufa lechi, v'litoch la'akom k'yachola afore. So he finishes verbalizing the hakome before he verbalizes the afore. But it's basachas because he said v'litoch la'akom k'yachola afore. But so memele, it's true. So now many rishonim say that in the case where he didn't say v'litoch la'akom k'yachola afore, he just said kiyam lechi umuf alechi, then everybody will agree bein Rab Meir, bein Rab Yisi, that hakom is chal. Why? Because he finishes verbalizing the hakome before he starts verbalizing the afore. So the moment he finishes, he gets through with the kiyam lechi, so the hakome is chal. So then he cannot undo what was chal of it. But in the case where he said l'tich l'akom k'lochol afore, and when he said kiyam l'chi umuf l'chi, he had in mind to say l'tich l'akom k'lochol afore. So memele, it's not chal the moment he finishes saying the words kiyam l'chi. But when is it chal? When can it be chal? Only when he finishes everything he intends to say. So memele, by that time there is a stira, and he already said both. So memele. The Gemara has a Tzorabe in the first Abaye, has an Abaye. Okay. But the Piskei Rosh holds no. Even though he said, but before he started to verbalize the Afore, he already finished verbalizing the Akome. So true, the Akome is not Chale Chalei's Gom. Because after all, he still didn't finish saying everything that he has in mind to say. But the chaleis has begun already. Seeing the moment he finished verbalizing the akome, so the chaleis of the akome has begun. Then he says mufalechi v'lisof lakom kol ha'afore. So memele, because of that, so even though it's vibasachas, he cannot undo what was already chal. But a chaleis gomor was not chal. What was chal? A chaleis sheni gomor. So that's why. It is that the Piskei Rosh says that according to some Rishonim, it is a din sofik. Because the moment he finished saying kiyam lechi, so the process of akome has already begun. So it was already partially mukem. That cannot be undone by what he says afterwards, even though he had in mind to say it. But the moment he finished verbalizing the aloshen of akome, so the process of akome has begun. So mainly the chaleis has begun. So at that moment it already became partially mukem. It cannot be undone. Masha'in in the case of the second abaye, kiyam umuf alechi. So the lechi combines the kiyam also. So when he finished saying kiyam, there is nothing. And when did he finish verbalizing the Loshon of Akome? When he said Lechi, at that time he finished verbalizing the Loshon of Afore as well. So Memele, nothing is. This was it. I mean, it's nothing, I don't think that it's unreasonable, that pshat. But it, the Piskei HaRosh can be explained in a different way too. Now, but I want just to mention again to what Reb Chaim says. Now, the Chaznish went over the Chiddush of Reb Chaim, every word. Every word. He didn't omit one word of Reb Chaim. And I see that the Chaznish took every word of Reb Chaim very seriously. And he has a number of asogis on many things, many Reb Chaims, but especially on this one. Now, I want to go over the Reb Chaim. Omar lo kiyem ugufa lechi basach hazar is a kayo. This is the Rambam. V'yibayi benidorem daf samachtes. I already mentioned the tamsis of Reb Chaim's teres al Rambam. U'poshit la'agmorem ho de rabbi l'chol sheni v'zeh hazer u'nasach hazeni. So the Ram says that since the Gemara is patient, Rabbi's second Abaye, on the basis of Rabbi's own memory, of Kol Shini Mezeh Hazer V'Hazer Senei, so Memele, nothing is hal. And the Rambam passes Hakom is hal. Vim kein hariko shel Rambam sheposek Hakom echayel, vo mishum hachtaim lechol Shini Mezeh Hazer V'Hazer Senei, tzirich liyez, גם הקום הפטלו, דיזהו יסיד הדין, דאפלו בסך הסייני, דשני הפטלי, וכמבוי הבקדוש נדפנו מאלף, ואי בכם דוחתה, וכבר עומד בוזה הרם בן דורם שם. ונראה לימה, דהנה הרי הודו לחי לאפורי. So what he says, I mentioned already what Reb Chaim says. Reb Chaim says that according to the Rambam, it is הקומה, because הקומה is על פדין מניה הפורי. That's the הלוכה. Logically, there is no reason as to why there is no logical impossibility in Afore being chal after it was made. Why not? What does Hakome mean? Hakome means he confirms the Neda. Why couldn't we logically conceive that after the Baal or the Av confirmed the Neda, that he should be able to annul the Neda? Why not? But there is a halacha that he can do it. But there is no logical impossibility. Mashein kei, hakome efter afore. So there is no din that hakome cannot be chal efter afore. But there is no logical possibility of hakome being chal efter afore. Because what does afore mean? Afore means it's an old. So what does it mean it's an old? The nether doesn't exist. What does it confirm? A person cannot confirm something that doesn't exist. He can confirm a nether that exists. But if, let's say in a hypothetical case, it would be logically possible for the Akome to take effect after the Afore took effect, in the normal situation it's logically impossible. Because if the Afore took effect, so the Neder is an old, it doesn't exist. So what does it mean? He confirms something that doesn't exist. But if we could visualize a case where there would be no logical impossibility, then there is no halacha that the hafor, the chalais hafore precludes the chalais hakome. There is a halacha that the chalais hakome precludes the chalais hafore, but there is no halacha that the chalais hafore precludes the chalais hakome. So memele, according to the Rambam, kol sheni bezeh hazer v'zeh hazeni only implies that when, if you have A and B, and there is a stirah between A and B, so it all depends. If, let's say, A alpidin precludes B, so mimele B couldn't be chal basachas, because for the same reason that A precludes B bozachase, it precludes B bibasachas also. But if B alpidin does not preclude A, but bozachase, but B, if B was a chazeh, so if B took effect, so mele, it's impossible to visualize it. Let's say if Afore took effect, there is no neder. But if we could visualize a situation where it could take effect, where the reason the neder is still in existence, so then B wouldn't preclude A. So where is that case where you can visualize basachas? Basachas. So he couldn't visualize that he should
logically, that he should be making after it was meifa. Because if it was meifa, so there is no nether. What is he making? Because it's already gone. It's Bezeach HaZeh. But Basachas, it's not gone as yet. So Mimele, Eikim Bechal. This is the Tamsis. V'nira leim ha'adinei, harei ho d'lechai la'afor ha'achar ha'akome, ho ha'ave mishum d'zeu etzem d'adin, d'akome shen yochel ofer ha'akei, אוכי מה שאין יוכל לקיים אחר שאיפר, הורין זה משום דעצם מה יישא אפור איס איס איס, של יוכל לקיים אחר כן, אלא משום דחים שאיפר, בוטל הנדע ושוב לסר לנדרה שיקמנו, ולפי זה הוא נמצא דעקומה בעצמו סיסרס לאפור, אבל האפור אין סיסרס כלל לעקומה, אלא דעפור גייס לנדרה, וממילא אין לו מה לקיים, ואם אחר ומוציאו, שיענד הקיים אחר אפור, או שפיר הבחי לעקומה, ולנדיר הפושט, ולשאי הכך בכל שאין בזה חזה וצח הסיני, אלא היכה שמצד הדין אין בזה חזה, אבל היכה דיזה שאין בזה חזה, הוא רק משום ליצוי השאי בזה חזה. בו זה לשאי הכלל של היכה גם בסחס, ולפי זה הוכה בקיים ומופה לכי כחס, דהודו לחי לעקום אחר אפורה, הוא רק משום לחוס עלון הנדע שיקמן, because the nether doesn't exist. אם כי לא נמצא, לשאי הבו זה כלל הכ, דכל שאין בזה חזה וצח הסיני. לבט להקומה. כי אם די זה מדינה מה שאין לי בזה הזה, ורק משום דה ליציא הבו שתהי בזה הזה. אם כן, הוליגור עמד מוצינו זה בבסך חס, מהיך דה ומוצינו זה בזה הזה. Suppose we could visualize the case בזה הזה. That we could conceive the logical possibility of being making after a fall. So then, הקומה הוא בכלל. דה הוי עדין גם כן הקומה חיילה. מה שאין כן בו זה דאפור אין יכול לך הקומה, די זהו מדינה, די הקומה איס הזה של יוכל אופר החכה, על כוח עכשיו פשעי בו זה האחת לכל שאין בזה חזר וצח הסיני, וממילא בסחס, האפור לחיילה והקומה חיילה. Then he says something else, and that's typical of many רב חיימס, ויעיד לכל הפוחס, הרי הקומה גופה סיסרס לאפורה, ואפורה בעצמו סול, אין סיסרס לאקומה, רק החכה בבית לנדר, ועל כוח חוקים די בעצם הדין, העקומה סיסרס לאפורה, ולא יאפורה להקומה, על כוח חוק ממילא די בעיקר החליס, מדינה הקומה חיילה ואפורה פטלת, ולפי זה, זהו ביר. Now, when I heard many, many years ago, from my father זכן ובוח, this רב חיים, I didn't hear the ביד לכל הפוחס. My father never repeated the ביד לכל הפוחס. But when the Reb Chaim came out, then I saw, I had great difficulty. What does Reb Chaim add by Veid Lechol HaPochus? But the Pshat is, I have no doubts as to what the Pshat is in the Veid. And had I seen the Asoga of the Chazanish, many years ago, when the Reb Chaim came out, I wouldn't have any difficulty in understanding the Reb Chaim. Now, the Chazanish, Esi Kashe, he says, he asks many asogas, he makes many asogas on this Reb Chaim. So one of the asogas is, he says, it is not so. He says that it's not just the logical impossibility. Because, now, צורך יהיו, דלחירה, כשם שנאפורה אחר הקומה, שלמוסחו תירו לבעל רק האחרוי, וכיוון שכבר הכריע פעם אחס, שוב אין לבעלים, הוכנה מעין הקומה אחר האפורה, מפני שכבר הכריע ובוטל כבר ככה, ואף אם באמס אין כאן כבר נדר, מכל מוקים, גם אם הוי אומר לקיים, לא הוי כבר בעלים לקיים, מפני שכבר היפר. אבל באמס, אם הוא יוקח הקומה אחר האפורה, הוא יענה דרך האפורה עדיין תולו ואין את שמו יקמנו. Alright. Then, he asks another asogi. So the first asogi is, in other words, he argues with Reb Chaim. Why does Reb Chaim consider it as such a double portion? That the only reason as to why was there a chazé, הקומה could not be whole אחר האפורה, because once you are made fair, so memele, the nether doesn't exist. So there is a logical impossibility of being made. What is he making? But if we could visualize a case of logically conceiving Hakome after Afore, then it would be.
So he says, no, even if we could visualize a case where logically it would be possible to conceive of being making an eder after it was mufer, but al bedini cannot do it, because the Torah gave the Baal the prerogative to do one of two things. In other words, the Torah gave the Baal the prerogative either to confirm or to annul. And he doesn't mention, but he could intensify that so. He could intensify by saying, Rishayim say that the Rambam Shite is that in Aforacha Afore. So that means that if the Baal was made for once, and then that Afore became bottle through the Akome by the Av, and then the Av was Nisha, and then the Av was made. So the Rambam, where is the Rambam says that the Baal can make another Afore, which will join with the Afore of the Av? So he says, no, he cannot. Why? So Rishayim say Ramshit is, once he carried out a Afore, once, he cannot do it the second time. What does it mean? In other words, the Torah gave the Baal or the Av the prerogative of being Machia, either of being Mayfair or of being making, and he only has the prerogative of being made for once, not twice. Some melee we could argue, even though it does not necessarily follow, but that was the reasoning of Chazon Ish. So since, according to the Rambam, there is aloche of in afore achar afore, so lachas kamo v'chamo, that al pedin, once he is made fair, he cannot be making. Why doesn't he mention that then? Because the Chazon Ish doesn't want to base that svore, which he considers the svore pshute, and the machlekes between the Rambam and the Rabban, whether ein afore achar afore or yesh afore achar afore. So that's why he doesn't mention. But he says, the Torah gave a keach to the Av or to the Baal to be machia. So either he's making or he's making fear, but not to do both. But it's not. It doesn't necessarily follow. If it would be logically possible to be making after he's made fair, so then maybe why couldn't he have the prerogative of being made fair after he's made fair? Made fair twice, not. Because the Torah speaks of one afore, not of two afores. But make him after Mayfair, yes. So he doesn't necessarily follow. So this is why Reb Chaim adds Ve'edel Chol Apoches. In other words, Reb Chaim also thought that is possible. So first he says that Al Pedin, the Hafore does not preclude the Akom. And then he said, and even if you are going to argue that Al Pedin, once he was Mayfair, so he has no, he cannot do anything else. He cannot do anything else. But there is still a difference between Hakome precluding Afore and Afore precluding Hakome. Let's say in a hypothetical case where the Afore does not culminate in a logical impossibility of making Hakom. Let's say in a pathetical case where it's possible to be making, logically possible to be making after Afore was Chal. Afore is Chal. Even if we assume that even in such a case he couldn't do it for the same reason that the Baal couldn't make one Afore after the other Afore. So Memele he couldn't realize a Hakom after Afore. But it's not that the Hafore per se precludes the Hakome. You see, Hakome, so it's not that the Gavre becomes disabled from carrying out the Hafore once he carried out Hakome. No, the Halacha is that if Hakome was Chal on the Neder, then the Neder is incapable of being moved. Not that the Gavre becomes disqualified. But the neder, you see, there is a shittes of Rishayim that even shalos chochem is impossible. Once,
once it was muki. So what kind of a din is this? I mean, is it aloche that the akome by the av or the baal weakens the keach of the chochem? I mean, that's a chayach. So it's aloche in neder, according to the Yisrael Sheinim, that once hakome was chal on the neder, so no shayle can be chal on the neder. Adam shimachilik, but as far as hakome and afor is concerned, everybody will agree that it's a halacha in the neder. Once the neder became mukem, so then the neder becomes incapable of being mukem. Not because of a diminution in the keach la'av or in the keach haba, but in other words, the hakome per se precludes hafor al pedin in the neder. Masheinke hafore even precluding hakome, even if we say that just as in hafore, so there cannot be hakome